Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Professor Stephen Jones at BYU is now working with several other physicists and engineers at his university that have conclusively proven that a special type of demolition thermite, it isn't just thermite they discovered in samples they were able to obtain, it's the byproducts of the thermite used for cutting. We'll tell you more about that in the hour. I'm going to have Kevin Smith in studio about 10 minutes to talk about some personal experiences he had here in Austin this weekend with some airline pilots who he's friends with and in some cases related to. And then we will continue with your phone calls. In fact, let's do that right now. Let's go ahead and talk to John. John, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Virginia, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. I'm told you disagree with me. Go ahead.
Yes, I know it's not primarily a religious program, but I have heard you say many times about how the Bible always teaches us to stand up against evil and resist.
Hmm.
Book of Matthew, chapter 5.
I'm going to stop you right there. Does the Bible hundreds of times tell us it's our duty to stand up against evil government and evil people? Because you can go out of context and find one or two examples of where it says lay down to it in specific instances, and that's what these churches like to do instead of ignoring the entire spectrum of the Bible.
I listen to Jesus above all of them, and he says resist not evil in chapter 5, verse 39. He says, you have heard it said, a tooth eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you not to resist evil, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. So he was
lying then when he went in and beat the money changers with a whip and overturned the tables?
Was he lying in that verse?
Yeah.
Okay,
see, you're
so
taking
Jesus
all this out of context, sir. You have to read the entire chapter, and I've had a bunch of expert preachers from every angle here and theologians on this subject. You're flat wrong.
I've read the whole Bible. One more
okay,
thing
good. Well, we're supposed to. Okay, then. Okay, listen. Why was Paul killed then? Why was he put in prison? Why did they cut John the Baptist's head off? Okay, were the prophets called to confront the government and to fight the evil?
If they did, they were not listening to Jesus.
Okay, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it. That was a specific time when they were trying to set him up to kill him. This is beautiful poetry. This is inspired by God. I actually have read the Bible, sir. I've actually studied it, okay? I try to live by it as best I can. I'm not perfect, okay? Go to Proverbs. Where is it in the Bible? There's a time for peace, a time for war, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to plant, time to sow, all of that. Christ does different things at different places and different times. They're specific lessons. They're trying to set him up to kill him over and over and over again. So at that one point, in fact, can one of our pastors call in? Can Pastor Butch Paul call in and explain it if he's out there listening? It's so irritating, sir, to say that John the Baptist wasn't listening to Jesus. What is your problem? I mean, really, what's wrong with you? What are you talking about? Of course we're supposed to fight evil. Of course we're supposed to expose evil. There is a time in the discernment, you know, be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. There are specific times where you're not supposed to be set up and act like a fool. Christ, in that same area, talks about heaping coals of fire on your enemies. If the cameras are rolling, and for no reason the cop breaks your jaw. Yeah, if a cop with a bunch of cameras rolling out in front of a bunch of people hauls off and hits me in the head with a billy club, I'm going to own his house, I'm going to own his car, I'm going to sue him. Even if he beats the rap, he won't beat the ride. I'm winning by not hitting him back. Do you understand that? But I'm going to fight him. You understand that, sir? So I mean, it must feel good to you. I mean, I guess America was wrong to fight Hitler. I guess at Jericho, the Jews shouldn't have fought, or I don't know. It's so incredible what you say. And I know the churches teach you that. I understand. The same church probably teaches that George Bush is Jesus. George Bush is of the Lord. Fine, then. Enjoy yourself. Believe it. Love the lie. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
I don't want to get distracted. I got loaded phones. I got about 10 issues I want to cover. I want to get Kevin Smith in here to tell you a great story about something that happened to him this weekend. His brother's an airline pilot, and he had barbecue, you know, watch TV, drink beer, whatever, for a few hours with them, and they all now know about 9/11. So the point is everybody's waking up. But a caller, John, calls in, and he says that because Jesus said turn the other cheek, that we're supposed to lay down to the government and not fight it. That was in a specific case at a specific time when they were trying to set him up to kill him. I mean, Christ does all sorts of things, and at different times does different things, and is teaching people how to respond in certain situations. If you sit there and somebody for no reason right in front of people smacks you, and then you don't rise up at certain times in your life and strike back at them, it actually is like heaping hot coals of fire on their head. But at other times, he went in and beat people upside the head with a whip, and overturned tables and was physically stomping on people. Okay? That's what Christ thought of the Federal Reserve, of the money changers, of the money manipulators, of the very preacher whores that sit up there in their mega churches fleecing their flocks. The very people that teach you to lay down to corruption and evil, sir, are the very people that Jesus Christ beat upside the head with a bullwhip. Okay? Do you understand that? And when you start shooting your mouth off to me here, that's what I feel like doing to you. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir. I'm sure you're a nice person. But I don't know where the courage is. Your guts have to know that that is a lie. That is a fraud. Your bones should cry out against these manifest frauds. I don't understand it. I don't have that high a view of myself, people. People, oh, you have so much courage. Oh, you're so good. No, I'm nothing. We got a bunch of evil scum running this country. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. All of human history is about the struggle against tyranny. William Wallace, you know, the list goes on and on. Our founding fathers. I mean, are you really saying that we're not allowed to fight corrupt government, that we're not allowed to speak out against corruption, that we're not supposed to? You claim you've read the Bible. No, you haven't. You have to. So many pastors I support, I respect theologians that I support, and what I've read in the Word, and I'm not trying to preach here, but you called in, sir, and you kicked this off, so I'm going to say it. Clearly state that the Bible is to not be taken out of context. You are to read the whole thing together. It's one piece. It's one piece. And that's how you get the gist of it, and that you even need discernment to understand it. And let me just give you a little word of the wise here, sir. You are not getting it, okay? You are not getting it. I mean, I challenge you, sir. Randomly open your Bible five times. Because it may not happen the first time, but to me it always does. But randomly open it. I think the whole thing is about fighting evil. The whole thing is about standing up against adversity and having courage. The whole thing is about resisting tyranny in different ways. And see, you missed the lesson Christ was giving you, God was giving you, right there. I just can't even... it's so incredible. I just can't even... You people have got me gibbering. I mean, you've got me babbling here. I don't even have words to describe what a manifest, patent fraud, the statement that we're supposed to lay down to government is. It is not true. No wonder we're in so much trouble. And I know good and well the churches, most of them teach this. It was the churches that led this country into the Revolutionary War against the Redcoats. And it's the churches that are now killing this country. Lay down. Don't get involved. Don't protest. Don't demonstrate. There's even some Christian churches that say don't go out and protest abortion. Don't go out and criticize abortion. It's not our job. And I'm sorry. I feel violent towards you people. In fact, you make me madder than the New World Order. The New World Order is evil. They're sick. They're degenerate. But at least that we know what they are. And at least they're pure to what they are. In fact, Christ said this, you were neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. God hates you when you sit on the fence and stick your thumb in your mouth. You're lukewarm. And lukewarm is the most dangerous. You don't want to be in the middle of the road. You want to be in one lane or the other. Oh, even Anton LaVey said that. Even the Satanists have figured this out. I don't even know what to say anymore. Yeah, the Satanists laugh at people that are in the middle of the road. They, you know, they talk about how they're the ones that are in the greatest danger. And I'll tell you right now, it's true. And I don't even feel like, just that phone call made me so sick. So sick. I don't even feel like doing this show right now. I went from being in a good mood to just tapping into that weakness. Having to look at it makes me want to vomit. Because I expend every ounce of energy I've got. I work really hard. I miss seeing my children to fight this thing. And because I know that it's my job to fight it. It's our duty to do it. I know we can have an effect. All God wants is for us to stand in the gap, even when it looks like we're going to lose. And then He will bless us. He will come in. He will give us the divine providence. And I look at our founding fathers and all the great men and women that came before us that stood up for what was right. Many of them lost their lives. And to see what Americans have turned into, the majority of the so-called Christian conservatives, they think George Bush is a Christian, they think George Bush is good, they think what he's doing is conservative, they think worshiping world government is conservative, they think we're supposed to follow the orders of the government. I mean, if the government told them to take a microchip right now, they'd do it. You know, a lot of the Christian churches are teaching that Jesus is going to be a political leader and will soon be arriving to rule from the Middle East, and then he will soon be ruling us? The Bible says that's what the Antichrist is going to do, and they're already teaching it. They already worship Antichrist and don't even know it. And, you know, I'll tell the atheists and others, if you don't believe in God, you don't believe in the devil, you don't believe in any of this stuff, whatever. You know, that's at your own peril. The point is that the elite do believe in it, and they are following it, okay? I've been there. I've been at their encampments. I've snuck into it. I've seen it. You know about Skull and Bones. You know about Bohemian Grove. The elite really does believe it's spiritual. They know it's spiritual. So at least from a psychological perspective, you should investigate that to understand how they tick. And they think they're bringing in, like, liberals think Bush really is a Christian and that he's nuts and wants to bring in Armageddon because he's a Christian. No, folks, he's nuts and wants to bring in Armageddon because he's a devil worshiper. And the actual evidence shows that. I don't mean him on Sunday down at the local church for a photo op once a month. I mean George W. Bush really attends satanic meetings. And I have these so-called Christians march up to me all the time and go, Alex, Bohemian Grove isn't that bad. Skull and Bones isn't that bad. They're just having fun. Folks, I guarantee you, I get seen on a videotape drinking a beer 6 years ago or smoking a cigarette, and some people freak out over it. Not that I've ever tried to hide it. And that's bad, and Alex is evil, and he's of the devil. But, man, George Bush can dress up in black cloaks and do mock baby murder, and, man, it's good. Man, he's just blowing off. I mean, I would expect, folks, if I get caught on tape in a black robe engaging in mock baby murder, that the police come by and investigate me, much less have Christians going around going, Alex Jones is a devil. He's a liar. National Christian talk shows routinely get up and say, I am a liar. First, 5 years ago, Skull and Bones doesn't exist. Alex is a liar. Bush isn't a member. Now it's okay it exists, but it's just fraternity fun. And then ask your preacher when he says that, okay, preacher, so it's okay for me to worship Eulogia, the goddess, and to worship another death goddess and have skulls and Hitler silverware and Nazi flags and a thing called the tomb? Is that okay? Is that okay? I mean, ask him that. Is it good? All right, I'm settling down. Man. I'm trying to control myself here is what's happening. Who's up next here? Paul in London. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
I'm a GCN subscriber and a Prison Planet member as well.
Thank you.
I know things are desperate as they are right now, but is there any chance that there's a highly placed fifth columnist within the New World Order? These 5 to midnight.
Yes, there are fifth columnists for freedom. All over TV, all over radio, all over the systems. I talk to them, and they can't fake it. They're like, we know it's true. We know, Alex, we're trying. Wait, I told you. Please don't tell anyone I told you. You know, I can get fired. I mean, all the time. CNN, New York Times, Fox TV, just all of them. Cops. I mean, like half the cops in Chicago. There'd be 50 of them around us at the demonstration. And I'd be saying, you know, 9/11 is an inside job, and they'd smile and nod. And a cop would walk up on the subway and go, look, I'm supposed to tell you not to videotape down here, but is your camera off? He sees it's off. I appreciate what you're doing. I mean, look, we ought to thank God people are waking up here. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I was just going to say, didn't the last Pope see Bush as the devil incarnate and saw him as a major threat and made public announcements on that?
I didn't know that Pope John Paul II made those pronouncements. I know he said that, I mean, Ratzinger saying we have a satanic society, but he ought to know. I'm not a supporter of Ratzinger. I'm not Catholic, but I'm not a Catholic basher either, but I am not a supporter of Ratzinger. You know, he just called for a new world order.
Uh-huh.
What's your view on that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last? Ratzinger?
What's your view on Ratzinger calling for a one-world government?
Oh, God, no. Definitely not. Living in the UK, I can tell you that I feel like I'm living under a totalitarian state now.
Stay there. We'll come back and let you finish up. Then we'll go to Paul in Canada, Chris in Arkansas, Bobby in California, and many, many others. 1-800-259-9231. Bottom of the hour, I'm going to get Kevin here, and then I'm going to get into a little bit on this England stuff and the Canadian fake terror roundup. It's total baloney.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. History's documented. Evil always falls of its own weight and degeneracy. So don't worry. It's documented. We're going to win. Let's move quickly here. Paul in London, and then I'm going to go to Paul in Canada. Finish up what you were saying.
I was just going to say that living in the UK now is increasingly difficult. The government we have, led by Blair, just makes it feel like a totalitarian state.
And understand what we ended the last segment with. They'll put somebody else in new, and it'll be the exact same thing. That's why you've got to attack the corrupt system itself in the public's mind, or they'll keep just replacing it with retreads. But here's the key. You go protest the national ID card. The cops come over and enroll you in a database. It happened to me over there. I mean, you are living in a police state.
Yeah, we're not even, it's even frowned upon to fly our national flag. Now, in America, I believe that people can still fly the national flag without any problem. Over here, people look at you as being an extreme right-wing sympathizer, and it's just outrageous. And it's been like this for possibly about 15 years, 20 years.
Oh, no, sir. I remember when I was living in an apartment, back when it was evil to fly the American flag under Clinton, and people thought it was weird, the news said it was strange, movies did, I would fly it. As soon as 9/11 happened, I took our flag down, and my girlfriend came over, now my wife, and said, why have you taken the flag down? Why are you saying we shouldn't burn candles? And I said, they're now expropriated the flag. First they destroy the flag and take it away from those of us it belongs to. Then they take it back and say it's now a symbol of tyranny. So when you fly it, that means you're agreeing with them. So, yes, I have talked to Brits over there where it's looked down on to fly your own flag. All of you should fly your flag.
Absolutely. You mentioned the Enabling Act last week, and we have this new law here called Incitement to Racial Hatred, which is pretty much governs anything. Anyone that wants to object to a certain part of government policy in the UK, they just put this in their face, Incitement to Racial Hatred.
Arrested BBC reporters for saying farmers deserve the same rights as gays. And they said that isn't allowed. They just didn't like what he said. He wasn't even criticizing him. And so he was arrested. Robin Page.
Yes, I remember that.
Well, I have a BBC headline. Hundreds arrested nightly in hate raids. If your neighbor hears you say a profane word about some other group, which I don't agree with, folks, but I'll fight to the death for you to have that right to say it, they arrest you.
But I truly feel like a third-class citizen in my own country.
I know, and they're just pumping in more foreigners, and they don't tell them to get rid of their culture, do they?
No.
Yeah, as soon as your culture, Anglo-Saxon, isn't dominant, it'll be okay to promote yours. Then they'll attack whoever the newest big group is. They attack whoever is the strongest. That's all they do. Thank you for the call. They want to take your identity away from you. Hey, you're Mexican, keep your identity, love it, cherish it, it's great. You're white, keep your identity, love it, cherish it, it's great. If you're black, keep your identity, love it, cherish it, it's great. If you're Japanese, be proud of your history. None of us should be ashamed of who we are. It's like when you got a basset hound, it's not bad to go, I like basset hounds. Basset hounds are neat dogs. It doesn't mean you hate German shepherds. It's just sick. They don't want any of us to have identity other than having identity with your favorite sitcom. Well, I'm sorry, that's not my identity. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Thank you for the call from England. Paul in Canada. We're getting more calls from Canada than the U.S. today. Paul, what's on your mind?
Hi, Alex. I called it last week. I was asking about the North American Union about the capital being Atlanta. I've been searching everywhere on Google. I'm trying to find a citation. I need a citation.
Number one, let me stop you. Did you find all the Canadian news articles about Canadian sovereignty going away, American Union?
I haven't found those. I checked the spp.gov website and the links from there. And there's a lot of good information.
Well, I mean, there's
there.
The official CFR. You got Lou Dobbs. The only reason I say that is no one's covered it like Canada. Canada's come right out and said they're merging with the U.S. So I don't, in Globe and Mail, Toronto Star. So I'm confused. I haven't tried to do the search yet. My laptop's not in here. I haven't unpacked it yet from getting home last night at 10 o'clock. But it's there, sir. You can go check it out.
Okay, well, here in Vancouver, they're totally oblivious to what's going on. I mean, they have no idea that Harper is a globalist and he's basically out to merge the North American Union, you know, or he's trying to create the union. And I want to raise the issue with the local talk show hosts here, but I just need a little backup and more information, and that's why
I understand. Yeah, this is probably the 10th question. Where's this? Where's that today? And we'll try to provide those. I got both my guys in there uploading video right now of the conference, and the problem is we don't have enough money to hire enough people to answer and do everything, because it would take about 20 minutes for us to find all the links and repost them on the main page. I've told Paul Watson to create an American Union page on Prison Planet. He's busy writing a book and doing all the other customer service and writing articles and updating the three websites. But we'll try to provide it for you, sir. I can find it in 2 seconds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
I wanted to have Kevin Smith in studio, but people come in my studio when I'm not here, and they unplug things, so now the other microphone isn't even hooked up in here. I didn't even know that. I'd walk him in there to come on air, and it's just unhooked. That's how things go around my office. It's just the unending hassles that we deal with here. I'm not going to whine or gripe about it. It's just par for the course around here. You know, speak of the devil, I could do a lot more work and get a lot more done the more I think about it if I had more people here. The problem is the kind of work we do is not profitable in the realm of money in most cases. That is, we can put a video up on the web and have 1 million people watch it, but then maybe 5 people out of that 1 million buy it. And the profit to me is getting the word out, and that's what I enjoy, so that's why I like to do it. We know it's having an effect. But at the same time, I don't have the employees right now, or I would load about 30 hours of this 50 hours onto PrisonPlanet.tv I'd put it out for free on the web for everybody, but then we couldn't pay for the bandwidth. So, you know, it's catch-22s at every step of the way along the line here. So I will encourage the listeners here, I guess just once during this broadcast, to not wait, to not sit idly by, to support us. I don't ask you to send me donations like so many other people do. All I ask you to do is to support us by getting our films, and then that way you know your money's going into something good. Some of the profit from that will go to run the operation, to make future films, but more importantly, you'll have a video in your hand, a DVD, that can wake up friends and family, neighbors, people in your community. And I want to thank those that have supported us, but we really need your support now. We need to expand. We need to do a lot more, a lot faster. We're having huge effects. We're having a huge effect with what we're doing today. We're able to. But if we could expand what we were doing, we could do so much more. We could put out films faster and better and reach more people. So not just because they're good videos, but because it also supports us in our entire operation against the globalist. Please visit the secure online video and book shopping cart bookstore there on Infowars.com. And look at all the different specials we offer and order a whole bunch of the DVDs and books and give them to people or sell them at your bookstore. I don't care what you do. Just get them, buy one copy, make copies of them. It's having an effect. We are reaping a massive, massive harvest here. We're actually hurting the New World Order, but it's not fast enough. It's not big enough. So, and I know we're at the tip of the spear here. There's no debating it. So please visit Infowars.com and order as many of the videos and books as you can afford and give them to people. Or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And we will get you up and on the air. Again, that's 888-253-3139 to order the videos, or you can call toll-free to get on air at 1-800-259-9231. If you have any questions about the films or about the conference that is coming up in just 19 days in Los Angeles. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris. Chris, you're calling us from where?
Little Rock, Arkansas, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, Alex. I'm a former paratrooper, a current member of the Arkansas Army National Guard. I'm in an aviation unit, and I'm a former atheist also, and I converted over to Christianity about 3 or 4 years ago, but I did a pretty intense study of the Bible, and it was interesting, that caller that called in earlier. One of the big things that kept me from becoming a Christian was kind of this perception that I have of Christians being weak because they would not stand up to government, and they use passages like Romans 13 to kind of bow down to government tyranny. And I've studied the Bible. I went to Bible college for several years, and it's filled with civil disobedience. It's all through the Scriptures. And I don't understand it either, Alex, and I get angry with people at my church about it, too, because I'm trying to get this idea through to their head that it's God that's sovereign. It's not.
Look, it's a rationale for them to be lazy and do nothing. That's all it is. That they want to believe a lie, so they believe it.
Well, it's more comfortable to believe a lie is what it boils.
Well, it's comfortable for a while till that lie comes home to roost.
Right, exactly, exactly. But I think even within Romans 13 itself, you know, it clearly says, like in verse 3, for rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. I mean, the clear implication there is that if you're walking around in society and you're trying to live a godly life and your government is punishing you and you're having to fear your government even though you're not committing evil acts, that means your government's corrupt. And that's not right. Because government is under the dominion of God. I think it's being flipped around in our country where we're putting the government above God. And the government is under God and is established by God to punish evildoers. And when it starts punishing innocent people, you know, in my mind, it, from my theological standpoint, it's lost its authority at that point. It's usurping the purpose for which God has established and ordained it, and that is to punish evil. So, I mean, I agree with you, and I, Alex, that attitude is prevalent, and it's scary, and it's the vast majority of people in the churches, at least from my vantage point, from what I see. But there's so many things in the Constitution that come from the Bible, you know, the concept of the militia.
Look, laying down to tyranny and government is not in the Bible. And they could take one or two statements and try to misconstrue them. And of course, always in those very chapters, it'll explain what it really means. But they don't want that. They want to be slaves. Let them. They're scum. They're filth. They're going to go to hell. I appreciate your call. That's where they're with their father, the father of lies. They love it. They like it. Let them have it. Let them have it. I mean, they don't care. They want to ride around with George W. stickers on their car, feeling good about themselves, never having to stand up to anything. Fine. They're a bunch of trash. I just wanted to know that. You're scum. Let's go ahead and talk to Bobby. Bobby, where are you calling us from?
California.
Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just want all your listeners that know the power of confident prayer to proactively pray that the next government-sponsored event gets whistleblown or goes terribly wrong like all the rest of their events, and also to start picturing and envisioning a beautiful and just future, because these globalists are dreaming of a future full of death and destruction, so it's up to us to dream of a future with
life. Well, it is true that we're made in God's image, so what we dream, we then actually build. The science fiction of 20 years ago is reality today, and they are dreaming of a very evil world, and they're putting it into reality. We need to go out there and take physical action on our dreams.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been seeing those 6606 billboards everywhere, you know, and be ready or whatever. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But
did somebody put billboards up saying that?
Yeah, all over L.A. There's 6606 billboards that say you've been warned, and it's all black and it says 6606. They're everywhere.
For two years, I should have talked about that for the whole show today. For 2 years, people have been saying something huge is going to happen on 6606. And we'll be here tomorrow. Normally, if everybody's looking at it, everybody's talking about it, the globalists won't do something on that date. But they did 9-11 on 9-11. 3-11 was 911 days after 9-11, or excuse me, 4-11 was 911 days after 9-11, the Madrid bombing, 7-7, 7-21. I mean, they do the same stuff over and over again on the two-year anniversary of 9-11. The New York lottery came up 9-11. The Chicago Mercantile closed on the two-year anniversary to 9-11. Never happened before, never happened since. So they love to flop this in our face. So something big may happen. I mean, we'll see. What do you think is going to happen?
I was watching a great film, Martial Law, and, you know, the scene where Giuliani and Schwarzenegger, repeat 9-11 100 times. I just know they'd love to say 6606 100 times like that. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, we just pray, you know, everything goes, if they do, everything goes wrong, just like the other events, something goes wrong, you know. So
I appreciate your call. You know, they supposedly busted a whole bunch of people in this Canadian police raid that we talked a little bit about in the first hour. Same thing happened in England. And mainstream news is already saying that it may have been no big deal. But it could have been that these were patsies. They were trying to provocateur into something. And then, a lot of times in cases we've seen, the patsies then start waking up to what's happening, or they realize what's going on, or good police find out what's going on, and so they have to go ahead and bust the people. So we don't really know what happened here, but we know that in the past they've done the same type of thing over and over and over again, go out and try to stage these events. This is out of the Associated Press. Canada police using sting and terror arrest, Associated Press. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police itself delivered 3 tons of potential bomb-making material to a group that authorities said wanted to launch a string of attacks inspired by Al-Qaeda, according to a news report Sunday. So See, it's always the same. The government delivering the explosives. The government stirring up the group. The government creating the group. The Toronto Star said the sting unfolded when investigators delivered the ammonium nitrate to the group of Muslim Canadians, then moved in quickly on what officials called a homegrown terror ring. What we've seen the feds do before, too, is just deliver ammonium nitrate to somebody and then just say they were planning to bomb something. I guess the feds could have an 18-wheeler pull up in front of my house with fertilizer and take me to jail. I mean, I guess that's it. Just pull up. Hey, here's the ammonium you asked for. I didn't ask for that. Yeah, you did. You're going to jail. The newspaper said that investigators learned of the group's alleged plan to bomb targets around Ontario, then controlled the sale and transport of the fertilizer. Authorities refused to discuss the Star story and have revealed few details of the reported plot or how the sting developed. Police arrested 12 adults, ages 19 to 43, and five suspects younger than 18, Friday and Saturday, on charges including plotting attacks with explosives on Canadian targets. And notice, Canadian officials about 2 weeks ago said, there's going to be big attacks, terrorists are about to hit us, get ready, so then they could pose as the saviors when they busted them. And it goes through the oldest, Qaim Abdul Jamal led prayers at a storefront mosque attended by some 40 to 50 families down the street from his home in the middle-class neighborhood of West Toronto. And it goes on. So it fits the classic MO that we see every single time. I mean, it's not the feds cooking the bomb, training the drivers, giving them the detonators, as we saw in another case, but it is very, very, very close. All right, let us now go ahead and go back to some of the other callers that are patiently holding. Who's up next? DJ in Illinois, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Good to hear you. Anyway, the caller that was talking about how we need to roll over and, you know, it's not Christian to resist evil. Number one is either deaf, dumb, and blind in the spirit, or is a provocateur. Number two is giving the enemies of the Messiah, Yeshua, cause to blaspheme his name. Number three doesn't read very good. Okay, I am truth. Truth is truth, not lies that are covered up. Not evil that's covered up, not murder that's covered up. And, oh, that C-word conspiracy. And also, you know, when the scriptures say that in so many places, and I keep going back to Proverbs 24, and if people go to 11 and 12, it says, if thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not. Does not he that pondereth the heart considereth it? And he that keepeth thy soul, does not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? That's not just resisting evil. That's pulling others back as well in whatever means is scriptural or is lawful, not necessarily legal. But you stop and think. And then you get that one that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I mean, for crying out loud, how many places does a person have to look? Anyway, that's my
Well, I mean, we look at all the prophets, all the disciples. Almost all of them are killed for exposing the government and fighting the government. They're not doing what the government tells them. I mean, any idiot can see that. And I let me tell you, they're the majority of Christians in America, because they're not really Christians. They believe rolling over, being a lazy possum, is the way to go. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Utah. David, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
Well, I also wanted to kind of call in and address the gentleman who upset you rather well earlier. in regard to...
Well, he didn't upset me. All of this scum upsets me.
Well, and it very well should. And basically, you know, the only time in the Bible that Christ ever really got mad at anybody was over empires of man, which are in, you know, they're against God. Empires of man have no place in society of man, because that's the mechanism, that's the vehicle for evil. And, you know, when you build up a position and give it power and give it unlimited power, even if it may be used in a good way, perceivably, you know, in the short term, in the long term, what you have is a vehicle that anybody could get into and drive if they really wanted to steal it. And, you know, combining and consolidating our rights and our freedoms, and, you know, that's everything that God, you know, doesn't want us to do. It's
where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I mean,
right.
How many verses are there like that? These people don't read the Bible. They go in, they sit down every Sunday, and the preacher says, lay down to George Bush, he's God. We got to do what the government says. Don't go protest abortion. Give me money. Give me money. That's all they do. Give me your money. I'm a preacher. I got jewelry all over me. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Signatures, all the signs are this is another provocateur stage terror raid in England and the one in Canada. But we've got to remember at the same time that governments routinely also go out and bust real terrorists. But those very same governments brag in Pentagon documents like P2OG that by bombing countries, invading countries, killing people, that it will then stimulate, quote, real terrorist attacks. I mean, there are crazies everywhere. I mean, there are white guys, black guys, that for no reason go crazy and go out and bomb things. And I've studied this historically, and it's normally, you know, small, ineffectual, kills one or two people. It's not, you know, the big, huge events. The huge events that I've studied are always government. Does a Muslim go crazy and stab people or shoot people? Yeah. And white guys walk into McDonald's and kill 40 people, too. I mean, this type of stuff happens. But government stands to gain from it. Giving up your liberty won't keep you safe. The government certainly hypes it and overhypes it and uses it to take our freedoms. And the big events certainly are the government. And almost every case we look at, and this one's starting to look like it, they provocateur people into it. I mean, listen, folks, I've had people many times who I later confirmed and wrote down their license plate and found out they were FBI or informants or even Austin cops trying to get me to shoot my mouth off about carrying out terrorist attacks. And I just tell them, I know you're a Fed, get away from me. And in many cases, they have turned out to be just that. So, I mean, if Alex Jones, talking to you right now, has dealt with this for 12 years, I mean, back when I was pretty mainstream, this was going on. These guys, they got them in every town, every city, full time. And they go around trying to get people to talk about how they're going to blow stuff up. And then they get more funding. They get to take more of our freedoms. But for the local cops, they get promoted. They get more funding. And you guys are criminals. These stings are criminal. Because they do them out of the blue. It's one thing if you hear somebody's already planning something, you got evidence of it, then you go in and try to sell them something. That's one thing. But just going up cold calls off the street trying to get people to carry out terror attacks or creating Klan groups as you've been caught doing, you all need to go to prison. Oh, it's like towns that don't have cocaine in them and the cop shows up to town wanting to sell everybody cocaine and they get a bunch of teenagers to buy it. I remember one time in eighth grade, this kid kept trying to sell me marijuana over and over again. For some reason, the school thought I was some kind of marijuana dealer or something, which I wasn't. And they kept trying to sell me marijuana. And then later that month, that very kid trying to sell me marijuana, he got some other kid to buy marijuana from him, and then they busted the kid that bought the marijuana. I mean, what? Well, you got kids? It wasn't even like a 21 Jump Street. It wasn't an undercover cop. It was a student they had going around trying to sell marijuana. I mean, that's what this country is, folks. You put your kid in school so the government can try to sell them marijuana to then put your kid in jail. I'm sick of it. The drug war they ship it in to create the crisis, the terror war, they're behind 90%+ of it. And then they go over there in the Middle East and blow those countries to bits. It's going to make some real people attack us. We attack Iran, the globalists probably won't have to stage anything. What do you expect Iran to do? We're cruising for a bruising. All right. I'm sorry, the loaded phones. I just don't have time to take your calls. I haven't had a lot of sleep the last few days, and I was in a good mood to let caller. Just his spirit was so weak. I don't mean to sound mean. It's just the sound of it was like nails on a chalkboard to me. You'll get yours, buddy. Don't worry. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.